Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
How are you? It's 557. Yes, hello. Is this where the spacecraft land? Hello, can I call Russia, please?
Just reading this story to Aaron this morning. The Soyuz, the one that goes up. Remember Drew Feitzel? Is that his name? The guy from here. He came down after a year off the space station. Well, they send up a replacement crew. And they went up this morning, and one of the boosters failed as they were going up.
That's scary.
So they had to come back. They said they're okay. I got to read more about this because it was called a ballistic return, which says it's a sharper angle. I'm sorry. What does that mean? Basically, you drop like a rock out of space so you can get down safely? Think about that.
I know. I'm trying to grasp this whole concept, and I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I'm not an astronaut.
So NASA tweeted out this morning that they're okay and they're going to get them. And all I can imagine is they've landed in some field, like they're over in Benton Harbor or something. Over.
Yes, please. Can we use phone? We have to call father to get right back.
It's a possibility.
Where are they? Where'd they land? You know, it's never anywhere good. It's not like they're going to land in Vegas.
Well, I'd want to land in the water because then it would at least help out with the
when you do a ballistic drop. Yeah, that's kind of like falling off a roof. I would imagine the same thing, just from 100,000 feet. That's a really bad analogy. Never mind. Yeah, but they're okay. That's got to be. And then the weird timing of all this, they go up today and then tomorrow you got the Neil Armstrong movie coming out. Everyone's talking about space stuff now.
Oh, first man.
Yeah, bam,
with Ryan Gosling.
Well, yes, we look for Ryan Gosling. We come back down to Earth. Can we? Can you get this? How you say Uber?
Uber. Take an Uber from a cornfield in Iowa.
NASA can't afford an Uber. They're like, no, just stay there. We'll come get you. We got a van. We got a guy. Mike, get the van. I gotta go all the way to Iowa to get these astronauts. Gone. I'll be back later. Still though, I'm sure there's gonna be more coming out later on. We don't have any video yet, but when it went up, it went fine. The initial minute or so. Was fine. And then something happened up in big space. So anyway, so they're healthy. So
terrifying.
Crazy stuff. All right. What's coming up in sports, Aaron V?
Winless Wings head home. And how did the Pistons do last night at LCA?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
It's moist and full of flavor and perfect with a cup of coffee.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Know your own power.
CSX Big Jim's House 607. Here's sports with Aaron V. Sports.
And it's brought to you by the Detroit Zoo. Vitamin Z, part of a complete childhood.
They were smashing pumpkins yesterday. That was their latest food thing they've given them.
Saw you with a smile. Sorry.
Not the band.
Well, I told you that yesterday. I was excited about that. They were giving all the animals pumpkins and gourds and all kinds of fun stuff.
Right.
All right. Pistons trailed Washington most of last night before making a late charge to grab the lead. The Wizards, however, pulled out a 102-97 win at Little Caesars Arena behind 32 points from all-star guard John Wall. Detroit will take on the Cavs tomorrow. Red Wings looking for the first win tonight against Toronto Maple Leafs at LCA. Puck drops at 7:30. Nicholas Cronwall will miss the first three games. He's going to return to the lineup tonight.
Good.
Should make a difference. Thursday night football, Eagles taking on the Giants. I'm waiting for you to make a comment about the dog.
No. Go ahead. Just promote Take on Tito.
All right. Take on Tito is back. Bigger than ever. You can win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Just make your football picks now. Very easy to do. Text the keyword Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send all the games to your phone. Takes a couple minutes. You make your picks. You can win prizes from Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
There you go. And, of course, he picked the Giants. That was my one pick. See, the problem is Tito and I are one game. I'm only up on him by one game after 5 weeks. So I'm trying to get some separation from the dog.
He's clever, though.
That's why I thought this was a perfect trap game. I would take the Giants after the whole OBJ argument with Little John over the weekend. And the dog went with me and took the Giants, too. Now, the dog picks him based on what treat he goes for with the two teams there.
Exactly.
I am the exact same way. It's just with a bottle of beer. You just set him on the floor and go for it. CSX Big Jim's House 615, about 15 minutes from now. The Eagles song, when you hear it, be call it 31, and you will win
a pair of tickets to see the Eagles this Sunday at LCA.
Now, you won't be the only person there. Apparently, we'll have an astronaut and a cosmonaut who wanted to drop in on this. They didn't land there. If you're just getting up this morning, I think this is going to be a really interesting story. This happened like 4:40, 5 o'clock this morning. The Soyuz crew, they go up to the International Space Station. Since we don't do it anymore, the Soyuz rockets in Russia is where they go. So they sent up a Russian and American. They go up there. Well, something happened on their way up.
Yeah, they launched from Kazakhstan.
Oh, Khabib stepped on it. That's what happened. That UFC fighter attacked the rocket and actually broke it. No, but here's NASA talking about what happened. The lady who, what would you call it? Mission control in Houston at the International Space Station.
Her name is Brandy Dean. She's a NASA commentator.
Is that's that what her she official does? She's a NASA commentator?
That's her official title.
Listen for the she's got 20 people talking in her ear while she's trying to give a report.
Have gotten an update from the our counterparts in Moscow. The reporting that the search and rescue teams are in contact with the crew on board Soyuz MS-10, NASA astronaut Nick Haig and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin. They have landed in a ballistic landing following today's launch a little east of Jeskazgan, and reporting that the crew is in communications with the rescue forces and are in good condition.
There they are. Yeah, they're in contact now. Get me the hell out of this thing. I'm not going. Now, would you go back up? If you had a failure, you're an astronaut, right? I mean, that's what you do. You get back up there. Ballistic descent, for example, is like when my friend Ken fell off the roof. That's the same thing, basically, what it is. The angle. It's just that you fall. It's just almost, it's like straight down is what they do. They should have known.
They say it's the first launch mishap for the Soyuz booster since 1983.
Okay. Well, and it's their fault. I blame the cosmonaut and the astronaut. There was clearly a check engine light when they took off.
And they just weren't paying attention?
Bob, did you check that? I thought you did.
Yeah, the check engine light's on. Is that bad? We're going to land the Waffle House to get the omelet. We'll be back later.
What are you working at?
Oh, I work over at Maselli and Oldfield and Taylor.
Okay, man. Well, you are call number 31, and that means you're going to go see the Eagles on Sunday night. Congrats, dude.
Awesome. Yes.
Hey, there's a little more icing on the cake, though. You're now qualified for the Eagles on the 30 grand prize, which is not only the seats to the show, but a Hotel California bundle with the original album, live album recorded at the LA Forum in 76, and the remastered Hotel California album. So good luck. Maybe you'll win that, too.
That's awesome.
All right, brother. Hold on, man. Ryan's going to talk to you next year, man. Hold on.
All right, thanks.
There you go. Okay, we'll do that again. Eagles on the 30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 today and tomorrow. All right, the story about the alligator that came out a couple days ago in Lake Michigan. It's 6-foot-long alligator, right?
It was 4-foot.
It was a 4-foot, excuse me.
Yeah, he was rescued from Lake Michigan after a kayaker reported it swimming near Waukegan, Illinois.
There was. So the Free Press yesterday started running stories about weird alligators and some of their famous owners. Remember Louis Delmas, safety for the Detroit Lions? We were talking about him. Great player, but his shoulder was always messed up. He had a pet alligator named Mojo for 5 years in Allen Park.
Mojo.
Yeah, they parted ways because it grew 6 feet long and it ate everything in his refrigerator. I'd imagine it's expensive. But this is the number that jumped out at me. Now, first of all, they said there are no real laws on the books about alligator ownership all throughout Metro Detroit. Nothing official for the state of Michigan. This guy who runs an animal sanctuary in Calhoun County says his team estimates that up to 5,000 alligators live as pets in Michigan.
That's scary.
Yeah, but we have proof because your Uncle Don.
Of course.
Your Uncle Don, when you told me this story, I have to be completely honest. By the way, if you want to see the gator and listen to Uncle Don's entire story, we'll text it to you, the same number that you used to call us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
gator.
So we were talking about alligators for some reason and a wild animal story, and you told me in the studio about your Uncle Don and the gator and the monkey, and I didn't believe you. I seriously didn't believe you. I thought it was just one of those things
You've met my uncle.
I've met him, here's how it went down when we actually called him on the air and he tells his story. And this is real, folks. You had a gator and a monkey in your place in Mount Clemens once upon a time. Is this true?
Once upon a time, yes.
See, I always heard stories growing up about the monkey and the gator, but I didn't believe it, and now you have confirmed it.
So how big was the gator?
Oh, the last time I seen him, he was about 3.5 feet long.
Whoa, what do you mean? Whoa. What happened to him then?
Well, there was party, and this was in an apartment building. And one of my friends decided to go into the restroom, and he wasn't aware that there was an alligator in the bathtub. And he put his hand in to pet the alligator, and that never works out. Well, the alligator managed to escape out of the bathtub, ran down the hallway into the living room where this party was going on. And then there was about 9 different people trying to climb up on one kitchen table.
And then
it didn't work out well.
So where'd the alligator go? Just out the door?
No, he stayed in the apartment building for about another day, and then he found a new home.
Okay.
Where was the new home?
In the area of 10 Mile and Woodward.
So back in the day, there was an alligator living on 10 and Woodward.
Think of the area, Detroit Zoo kind of area.
Yeah.
Yes, it only seemed correct.
It's a true story, folks. Your uncle had a gator and a monkey. And a gator in his bathtub.
He used to take showers. You can listen to the whole story. Text the keyword gator to 248-398-9279. He used to take showers at his neighbor's house because the alligator was in his bathtub.
Yeah, and he seems so you listen to him, he's so nonchalant about it. It's like, yeah, you know, I'd go next door like, hey, Mike, can I use your shower because the gator won't move? That's the damnedest thing. And imagine, though, when you open the door and there's a gator in the bathtub. So, apparently, your Uncle Don wasn't the only one. According to the story, 5,000 alligators, up to 5,000 alligators as pets in Michigan. Do you walk them? Do you take them, like, is there an alligator park? Can you take them to a dog park?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You know what's even more scary about this article? They said in 2001, the volume of escaped alligators was so high, it put a strain on local shelters.
Well, let me tell you what. If we're doing the Million Penny Woof Sit next year, and we will, for the Humane Society, we are not bringing out an alligator. We want you to meet Wally. He's a lovely alligator. He's looking up for adoption. If you'd like to adopt him, you're crazy.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it.
Man, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the
CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 6:51. Talking about alligators, this whole story earlier this week, we had the guy with the 4-foot alligator in Lake Michigan that was reported, and then we were talking about your Uncle Don, and now we're learning from the Detroit Free Press yesterday that someone estimates there's up to 5,000 pet alligators in the state of Michigan.
I've been to a lot of parties, but I've never met anyone other than my uncle who owned one.
248-398-WCSX. Seriously, yeah, it's not like one. Yeah, it doesn't come up. But we had the story a couple months ago. You were telling me in the studio here. Where was that? Because we had the clip of it, too.
Park.
They had to get the 3-foot alligator out of the backyard. And then you're hearing about all these other things, too. Is it Joe? Joe in Westland. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, buddy? I got sinuses, so bear with me.
Okay.
Back in the 70s in Detroit, when it was legal to buy baby alligators for your kids, well, the kids would go to the pet stores, buy the baby alligators, come home, parents would flush them down the toilet. So there was a big thing that the sewers of Detroit were nothing but full of alligators.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yes, they actually made a movie about it. Alligator or Crocodile, something like that, about a monster alligator in the sewers of Detroit.
Come on, Joe. Come on. No.
There's not alligators in the sewers in Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Google it. It's famous. Google it.
And they all partied at the Manoogian, too, Joe. A lot of people don't know that.
Nobody, it's a rumor.
There it is. Thank you, Joe. 248-398-WCSX. Is that real or true or not? Is that crazy?
No, I Googled it. That is not true. But there was a film in 1980 called Alligator.
Okay.
Where a giant alligator runs riot in a small town with a lake connected to a sewer drainage system.
Okay. Well, there it is. So.
It killed people.
I guess you could say the alligator story is a crock.
Is that your dad joke of the day?
No, CSI, come on.
No, that was
that
your...
also counts a dad joke.
That was a dad joke.
All right, if you've got a pet alligator, we'd love to hear from you. Do not bring it to the station.
Well...
where do you take them? It's not like you can walk through the neighborhood.
Take them to Chuck E. Cheese to play games.
You don't take an alligator with the kids. Your emotional support alligator. Take it on a plane with you. CSX Big Jim's House, 7:05. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Don't forget 7:30 this morning. Eagles on the 30. You'll listen for an Eagles song and you get tickets for the show Sunday at LCA, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30 today and tomorrow. Okay. We talk a lot about ghosts in the show. Detroit's one of those haunted cities. We hear about it all the time. I was just reading a new location I never even heard of for ghosts in the Motor City. Eastern Market. Apparently that was built over the top of Russell Street Cemetery way back when. So are there ghosts at Eastern Market? You yes. never want to build over the top of a cemetery. Never. I don't think that's one you definitely want to do. Eloise, you've told us all about that.
Northville Psychiatric Institute.
Yeah, running the
downtown Mount Clemens with all the tunnels underneath the city.
I've heard the Masonic has always come up. 248-398-WCSX. Oh, yeah. The reason we're talking about this is a couple things. There was a story on Inside Edition. Saw this. Was that Tuesday, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay, and this happened in Ohio. Now, if you want to see the video, and you have got to see the video, we'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
ghost.
It's going to freak you out. You saw the boy in the truck, Aaron.
That freaked me out.
Okay, here's the audio from this, and we'll get back to what we're talking about, what we're thinking about doing with our producer to go Halloween ghosting.
Whoa.
It's in the truck.
Something just hit my truck. Holy.
This teen says his truck is haunted.
Well, I'm done. Something just hit my truck.
Paranormal buff Troy Vance says spirits have always been attracted to him. But when he photographed what looks like the ghost of a drowned boy in the front seat of his truck, it may have been too much.
It is the freakiest thing.
That picture gave me chicken skin.
60% of Americans think they've seen a ghost. 40% of pets. They think their pets have seen a ghost.
Pets are more in tune with that stuff than humans, though.
Yeah, we talk about that. Like, yeah, you know, your animal, they know when you're not feeling good. They know when you're stressed. They know everything. They sense emotions well before we do. So I totally believe that. Tito sees stuff.
All the time.
Food.
In football.
Food and football. It's all he sees. So, Ryan, we were talking about getting you to go spend the night at Eloise.
Yeah. I might go there with the ghost hunters and hang out for a few hours in there.
Well, I contacted Todd at Detroit Paranormal Expeditions because they do tours. They're doing tours of Eloise right now.
Yeah, they sell out every year. They're even planning for next year now.
So I sent him a message and I said, listen, we need to get producer Ryan out there to spend the night at Eloise. So we're trying to...
But this isn't a tour. Just going to be you and Todd out there, right?
Right. That's what I want to make sure. I don't go with a bunch of people on the tour.
Are you crazy? You already freaked out. You just got over your fear of haunted houses to go out and do this at Eloise, was supposedly one of the most haunted places in the Motor City.
I mean, I've always said I want to see ghosts, like a fun one, not a bad one.
Well, if you go with them.
Wait a minute. How do you know they're going to be a fun ghost? Is there like a Tuesday night where they come out, you know, like.
Happy hour.
All of a sudden you hear this. Oh, there's a fun ghost over there. Yeah. Hey, what's the deal with the ghost? You can see right through me.
Oh, my gosh. Will you stop?
Are you really going to go and do this?
I'm trying to work it out with them to go because I got to go, late at night, early into the morning. So I think I would come right here and give the updates.
You have to. You got to film this. You got to. If you're up for this, this would be awesome.
I just am scared that a ghost is going to latch onto me and come home with me.
Well, they have like a whole team of people that go, and most of the time the ghost hunters bring a medium with them so that things like that don't happen.
Yeah, but what if she doesn't like me and then she just tells me she's putting spells to get rid of them, okay, but really latching them onto me?
You're overthinking this too much.
What are you, in Hocus Pocus, the movie all of a sudden?
I know.
Ryan, get out of Eloise. I've got to follow you home. You guys want to pick up some nachos on the way home?
I'm waiting for Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. Thing.
So you really think about doing this?
Yeah.
Is anyone ever, we occasionally throw it out there. We love to talk about ghosts here. And obviously, you know, as we get ready for Halloween here in the Motor City, if you've ever had a ghost story, we'd love to hear from you. Obviously, you can call or text.
Or you can send it on the Ouija board. Hey, Ryan, I'm a happy ghost. Knock, knock. Knock,
who's
knock.
There?
Boo.
Boo hoo.
Don't cry, I'm a happy ghost.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 8:05, 56 degrees. Told you, temperature's falling this morning, man. Okay, You still got about 9 minutes to get the keyword in for Big Jim's House Money. If you have the app, of course, the keyword to put in is...
World, W-O-R-L-D.
And if you don't have the app, just download it. APP is the keyword for that one. We'll send it to you. Okay, Ryan, our producer here, you went and confronted your fear with haunted houses over the weekend. You and you guys went out to Slaughter to Sundown, and you're feeling a little froggy. I don't even remember whose idea this was.
Not mine.
Probably mine, because I like to torture Ron.
Well, you love Eloise, too. You love you some Eloise.
I love scary things.
Eloise, of course, famous Westland. I mean, it's, and there's tours and stuff that go on there, and your buddy Todd, they do that. What's the name of the group again?
Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. They're doing tours of Eloise.
Okay. So the idea was that Ryan, our producer, would go there and spend the night.
I'll go with you. I'm not opposed to going with you. Even if it's on a weeknight, we'll just come in and then talk about it. And
that's not the issue. Anybody going with me, it's me going. That's so, the issue.
But I'll hold your hand.
We're telling ghost stories. So 248-398-WCSX. It's kind of weird timing, too, because there was a thing came out today that 60% of Americans believe in ghosts as well. I think that's actually higher in the Motor City with all the haunted places. And every time we talk about it, we just get a ton of calls. And we get text messages, too, like from Ryan's mom. This is an actual text message. You don't mind to read this, right?
No, I don't care.
Okay. He will cry, 3 exclamation points. Don't make him do it, 4 exclamation points. So I responded, said, I've been asking him, right? We've been saying, like, you sure you want to do this? So she responded, your mom responded, he'll probably move back home, then I'd have him and a ghost. It's not your well-being, it's just the fact that you may actually wind up moving back into the house.
Lizzie, yeah, she I doesn't love
want
you.
That. Yeah, no, she doesn't want that. You're on your own. So, are we doing this? I mean,
I'm
we're
trying,
not going to pressure you into this. Are you
I just sent another email to Todd today, 5 minutes ago, talking about a couple dates and stuff with him, so...
So the goal is you guys, and you're thinking if we can do like on a Thursday, you could go and then come back and do the show. Because you guys would be there from what, like midnight to 4 or something like that? Is that the plan?
That's the plan, yeah. Ooh.
How come ghosts never come out like at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday when
they
you're eating tacos?
We just never see them.
Okay.
So yeah, can't they just black out the windows and we can do it at noon? It'll be dark inside.
Seriously?
Laziest ghost hunter ever. Could the ghost come over to the studio after the show around 10:30? And could they pick up some Mickey D's on the way over here? Because I'm hungry.
I'll take a McChicken.
It's a hunger. See, there it is. Yeah. So you're in. You're going to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to go with him.
I'll go. I want to go just because then I know he's going. He can't back out.
Right.
And if he tries to lie about how it goes on the air...
I'm going to go and do it. Yeah. And you'll know that if I go or not by if I come in the morning and have audio. If I don't have audio, then it's a good sign I didn't go.
And he's also changed his pants from the overnight hours as well.
Yeah.
And a clean set of underwear. Do you have a clean set of underwear?
And I had scratches on my back from the ghost walking behind me the whole night.
No, that's your mom pushing you out of the house.
Just set myself up there.
Yeah, you ran right into that one. All right, 248-398-WCSX.
Wow.
We're still getting more ghost calls here. Bob, Royal Oak, go ahead, buddy.
I got one for you. We live obviously in Royal Oak. Moved into this house about 15 years ago. About 2 months after we moved in, we started realizing stuff's not kind of where we left it. Moved a little bit on the table. Well, we blame the dog for it. Sat there one night watching the dogs, just staring at the corner for about 3 hours. Not moved, nothing. Did it again the next night. Did it again the third night. Come to find out, the owner of the house before us murdered his girlfriend in the living room.
Oh.
And of course, our new landlord who bought the house and we're renting it from never told us until after we moved in.
See, we had that discussion on the air. We talked about that before.
About disclosure.
You have to disclose that if something like that. So obviously you didn't have to. So what'd you do to get rid of the ghost, or have you?
It's still around. I mean, nothing's really moved. The dog hasn't really done anything. We haven't had anything probably about 7-8 years. So I don't know if it's moved on.
Well, maybe she's moved on.
But there's a spot in the backyard. It's about 5-6 feet wide, 3-4 feet long. And there's just a little indentation. It almost looks like something was dug up and reburied. And for 15 years, I've thought about digging up and seeing what's under there, but I'm afraid to find out what is under there.
No. Yeah, no. You leave that alone. Yeah. Again, pet cemetery. Don't mess with that, Bob. Leave it alone. All right, brother?
It's big enough. It was either a really big dog or his girlfriend.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
CSX Big Jim's House 819, about 10 minutes away from Eagles on the 30s. That means we'll play a song by the Eagles when you hear it. Caller 31, you're going to the show Sunday at the Haunted LCA.
It could be.
It hasn't been. You know what, though? We've been talking about haunted houses. In case you just joined us this morning, a couple things. There's a story about this guy in Ohio that had a kid in his truck. That is a drown, right?
The little boy drowned, and then he heard noises. And you can see the whole thing for yourself. Just text the keyword ghost to 248-398-9279.
Right. And then we learned today that 60% of Americans believe in ghosts. And then we've got our producer Ryan has volunteered. We're not forcing him. His mom even texted us, said, don't make him do it. We're not making him do it. He wants to do this. You guys are going to go spend the night at Eloise. Just perfect time of year to be doing that. So he's going to kind of, again, confront his fears. We've been talking ghost stories all day. But if you think about where LCA was, and you had to knock down all those old buildings, just saying. Eastern Market was built over the top of a cemetery, Russell Street Cemetery. Some haunted things at Eastern Market downtown. You build over the top of stuff. Isn't that kind of the whole ghost thing, like poltergeist and stuff? Not trying to freak anybody out before they go to the Wings game tonight, but I'm just saying.
The ghosts of... former Red Wings players.
Of playoffs past.
Yeah.
Anyway, since we're talking about Eloise, is that right? Rich, wait a minute. You been to Eloise?
Oh, yes. Before they did all that paranormal and the tours and everything, one of my young men from my youth group belongs to that group, and he says, we need people to volunteer to help clean the main aisleways before the county let us in. So I went down there and helped them clean out. And then afterwards, when the sun went down, we took flashlights and had a chance to tour the whole building.
Wow.
How creepy was it?
It's creepy. Let me put it this way. There's feces everywhere. The paint's chipping off the walls. There's dirty magazines in the basement where squatters have been. It gives that eerie feeling. It's been shut down for 30 years.
Well, that's the same thing we have here at our studio, so that's not that different. See you, bud.
You guys have a good one.
All right, thank you, bud. CSX Big Jim's House, 833, 56 degrees. Let's go ahead and get our winner here. Is it Shannon in St. Clair Shores? How are you, Shannon?
Pretty good. How about you?
We're doing great. Guess where you're going Sunday night?
The Eagles.
Here it is.
You are. You're going to LCA. Congratulations.
Oh, there she goes. You got a good phone there. Hold on. Hey, Shannon, hold on. We're going to make sure. We're going to get your info real quick so we don't lose her there. You know one thing you can't lose at when you do this tomorrow night? The biggest, most fun event of the year.
Come on, everybody, gather around.
That's our bowling music.
I'm going to show you how to.
Who remembers this from Grease 2?
Who actually watched Grease 2? Just for Michelle Pfeiffer.
Let's bowl, let's bowl, let's bowl.
Hey, man, it's hard to find a lot of bowling songs.
Let's bowl, let's bowl, let's bowl.
One of the few times in this show that we'll make Adrian's Med references. Now, you're going bowling tonight, though, for a very good cause.
Yes, it's Redemption Road Rescue. They do amazing work with lots of animals. My one daughter, Riley, got her three-legged stumpy cat, Sarah, from them.
Okay.
And so they're having this event. It's called Pins for Pups. It's at Avon North Hill Lanes in Rochester Hills tomorrow night. It costs $25 a person. That includes your bowling, shoe rental, pizza pop. They're going to have all kinds of raffles and different prizes to give away. But I'm putting together my own team because I'm going to go bowl.
Seriously? Okay.
So I need four people. I'm looking for some ringers that want to come bowl with me tomorrow night for a good cause.
So just call now, right?
Yeah, call now.
We'll clear off the lines, by the way, all the Eagles folks. Eagles folks, by the way, we'll do that again at 9:30. So if you don't get through immediately, just be patient and call right back again.
I need four bowlers.
So you want ringers, but it doesn't have to be. Just
no,
anyone.
I just want somebody that wants to come have a good time for a good cause, Redemption Road Rescue, and we'll do some bowling. And they're going to have a raffle table, a 50-50. You get pizza, you get pop, we get to bowl, we get to help animals. It's just going to be a fun night. That's at Avon North Hill Lanes. Now, if you want to be part of this event,
yep,
too, and you don't want to bowl with me, but you maybe just want to help Redemption Road, just text the keyword PUPS, P-U-P-S, to 248-398-9279. I'll send you all the info.
It's nice. Is there any point during the event tomorrow night you guys are going to be dancing with bowling balls on the lane, like in Grease 2?
No, but I thought synchronized bowling would be fun.
Would it work with the song?
Come on, everybody.
I'll give you $25 if you go out and sing this tomorrow night.
$25?
I will give you $25. You got to film it. I want you singing this from Grease 2 tomorrow night.
Done.
All right, I'm in.
You know I'll do it.
I know that. I'm telling you right now. I will donate $25 if you get out and sing that tomorrow night.
You got it.
All right, deal. Okay, again, if you guys want to join, it sounds like a great event for tomorrow night. If you can't get through on the phones to be part of Aaron's team, text us. The keyword is...
Pups, P-U-P-S, or just text me and say you want to bowl with me. I'll call you back.
And then you guys can all dance together tomorrow night.
Let's bowl, let's bowl. The keyword is app, A-P-P. Send that to 248-398-9279. Download the app that goes with your phone. When you hear the keyword, input the word, and you could walk away with $1,000 in our company-wide contest.
Just like Brendan Knight in Oxford did.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man. Yeah, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I'm doing?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
KSX, Big Jim's House, Triple Shot Thursday. Three from Bob Seger there. Quick reminder, get those videos in, your thank you notes for Bob Seger. Next Friday, we're going to unveil Bob Seger Boulevard. So if you need the link for that, we'll send it to you. The keyword is...
Seger, S-E-G-E-R.
So we go from Bob Seger to a band that he was closely connected with, especially towards the end there, the Eagles. And it's time for a triple shot of the Eagles, which means Eagles on the 30.
Which means you could be going to the concert this Sunday at LCA. As soon as the song starts, be caller 31-248-398-9279, and good luck.
DSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan Juline is coming in next. We'll be back tomorrow morning. As always, Fridays are always fun. They're busy shows here. We will have more tickets for the Pistons home opener. We'll have more Eagles on the 30. Of course, it's Friday. That means Women Who Rock. Who are we meeting tomorrow morning?
Somebody involved with the Ronald McDonald House.
Nice. And then, of course, we'll have Battle of the Burbs. Eastside came back and, well, you yelled at Keith yesterday. You scared the poor guy.
I did, unfortunately. Keith? Hey, it works, though.
It did work. I know. Yeah, you got the guy, so definitely.
Just we'll intimidate have that for the Eastsiders.
We got an idea for the Friday six pack. Since we have Elton John and the Eagles in town, we're going to split the six pack. You know, you can, when you go to a liquor store, you can get more than one kind of beer. You can kind of make your own six pack.
Yeah, you can make a mixture.
So we're doing that. Three from Elton John and then three from the Eagles.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll split it up there. Like I said, a lot going on. We'll get to that as well. We never even got to talking about how do you know it's fall in Michigan. I know there's a bunch of people talking about it on Facebook. You said the motorcycle. Aaron said, or Ryan, excuse me, said put the boat away. I'm like blowing out the water sprinklers too. When you do that, when you winterize the sprinklers, man. Woo! Okay. We're good. Julian's next. Bye. Always look.